You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we tackle the enemy of greatness. Today we tackle the thing that is keeping everybody from success. And I'm telling you right now, this is a big deal because, a few podcasts ago, we talked about scalability and what keeps us from being scalable. But this right here will keep us from even being successful. This will keep us from really being able to have control of our life, having control of our outcome, our results. You know, what it is that we're all doing and spending our time doing every single day. At the end of the day, we're here to build something. We're building a business. We're building a foundation. We're building a legacy for others to be a part of as well, whether it be the customer or be employee. And that comes with vision, that comes with a lot of other things. But what happens is we get so bogged down. We get so busy trying to do it all, trying to put it all together, trying to build it. Could you imagine having to be the person who has to develop a new city? Like a whole new city gets developed and you got to be the one that's got to figure out where the stores are going to go, where the streets are going to go, where the road, where the water, where the gas, where the residential, where the different zone. You'd have to figure all this stuff out. And there's got to be a process to that. You know, just like with your business, there has to be a process to that. So we're going to talk about what that process is today. How to actually get that done. How do you go from, I have a million things to do to I got them all done. You know, it's kind of like the old saying, how do you eat an elephant? Well, it's one bite at a time. We've heard that. We've been hearing that. It's kind of a wisdom statement. Well, how do we apply that in everyday life? How does that actually play out inside the business? How does that play out in our pursuit of greatness, in our pursuit of happiness, in our pursuit of whatever it is that we're trying to build? Because you got to have a process. You got to have a plan. And here's the other really cool part about having a plan. Anyone that's ever had a great plan and told you that it worked is lying. There's never been a plan that worked. Every plan is great up to a certain point, and then it falls apart. It hits a roadblock. It has something happen that keeps it from being able to move forward, and then adjustments are made, pivots are made. Kind of like in the old Friends episode, pivot. You got to make an adjustment. You got to make a change. Okay, so we're going to talk about what that process is. We're going to talk about how to go about doing that. Inside of our program, we definitely teach a 2+1 model. It's a model that helps people hyper-focus on the things they need to be hyper-focused on. You know, if you have a list of 20 things that you have to do at home and you try to do all 20 things at the same time, what will end up happening is nothing will get completely done. Everything will get kind of done, and you'll probably have a lot of lost tools along the way. And so there is a process that we have to follow. We're going to talk about that process and exactly what that is specifically for business, for service plumbing. But before we get too far into that, I just want to say, hello, how you doing? Hopefully you've been listening to these podcasts lately. We have been dropping them on a regular basis. Hopefully that gives you guys a little bit more confidence to know that you can always get the information you need from us. We even have a newsletter that goes out talking about that episode and all the other things going on inside the Plumbing Sales Coach. If you want to get on that newsletter, you want more information about that stuff, just send us a message at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com and say, hey, I want to get the newsletter, or I want information on a workshop, or what do you guys got going on? Any new things coming out? And we'll definitely reach out to you and get back in contact with you. Also, here's some way to get in contact with us, kind of a new way to get in contact with us, kind of a really cool way to get in contact with us. And that's just simply calling or texting us. You can now call us or text us. Shoot us a text message. We'll respond. 605-2284. The area code is 317. So again, that number is 317-605-2284, 317-605-2284. And you can text or call and we will get you the information that you want. We'll help you out. We'll do what we can. We got a workshop coming up on Pricebook. Don't miss that, but it's coming up here real soon. Make sure you reach out on that. We do these things all the time. We do all kinds of, we got a big event coming up May 5th and 6th. It's a live in-person water heater, water softener school in Indianapolis. And then of course we have our ongoing program. Either way, we want to help you. So subscribe to the podcast so you get all this free content. Go to our page, follow us, like us, and we will try to continuously help you. Just like on this podcast, talking about how to really design and develop this monstrosity of a business. Look, business is crazy. Not only do you have a lot of things to do, but you have all these people telling you that you need to do a lot of things. And some of them are for selfish motives. Some people just want to sell you a product. But there are realities that there are a lot of things that you have to do. So here's what we teach. We have a 2+1 model, a day-to-day model. Basically, a day-to-day set of things that you should be doing every single day to make sure that your business is healthy and sustainable. And then one thing you need to be doing to grow that business. Look, this is a marathon, not a sprint. So we're not trying to knock it all out at once. Well, here's what I always tell people that get in our program. When you first get into our program, you should see results within a couple months. Everything won't be perfect. Everything won't be dialed in. Everything won't be implemented. Barely anything will be implemented. But at the end of the day, you should see immediate results. You should see good revenue generating results. But to actually get that perfect business, that perfect process, that everything's dialed in, everything's put in place. We've changed our ways. We've gone into service plumbing or we've enhanced our service plumbing. We maybe flushed out some bad characters in our company and had to replace them. Maybe we've grown. We've added new, not only new employees, but new positions. We're doing all those things. And we get to this point to where we have exactly what we want, something to build on. You know, that could take a year or two. That could take a year or two. And what I find is that all of the things that have to get done can take a year or two, but if you try to do them all at once, it takes forever. It's more frustrating. Nothing sticks. We implement something today just for it to fall apart tomorrow. You know, the problem is that we never take the time to slow down and develop the habits. We just simply try to implement the processes. But we've got to have a way, we have to have a process for the process. Like we have to have a way to get people there. If you want everybody taking water pressure on every call, water condition tests, and age of the plumbing, which are the three vitals we teach, if you want them doing all those things, basically what will happen is a lot of times you'll give them a whole house checklist or some informal way to go through the home and make sure they do it every time. But if you would have just slowed down and taught them piece by piece by piece and the way to do it the right way, then they would know how to go through the whole home every time while it makes sense to the customer and it shows value to the customer and it's not some cheesy, generic solution like a whole house checklist. We've got to build this process in the process of building the process. So how does that look? Well, we have a day-to-day set of operations. Look, when you start any business, doesn't really matter what it is, there are really two main things you're trying to do. There are two main things you're trying to do, whether it's starting Facebook, whether it's starting a plumbing company, whether it's a mechanic shop, whether it's a paint body shop, mowing lawns, starting a Walmart. At the end of the day, there's two things that you need to do. You need to generate leads, and then you need to convert those leads. You need to have a process to get people to know that you do something so that they can call you or come to your store. And then you need to have a process to deliver and sell and provide that product or service. But at the end of the day, there's just really two things, generating the leads and then converting the call. Part of converting that call, part of converting that lead is delivering that said product or service. Now, in service plumbing, there's very specific ways to generate the lead. There's very specific ways to convert that call. We teach all those things inside the program, but that's what you're doing at the 50,000 foot level. And so every day you should come in and do those two things. And then one other thing that can make those two things better. So typically it works like this. We teach you to come in and check your call volume, come in and check your lead conversion, and then come in and focus on one thing that can make those two things better. Let's break that down. What does that look like in service plumbing? Well, in service plumbing, we're talking about making the phone ring. So we should have some parameters. We should have some metrics. How many times is the phone ringing? Of those times, how many of them were actual opportunities? That means that it wasn't someone trying to sell me SEO. It wasn't the plumbing sales coach trying to sell me sales training. It wasn't Steve trying to sell me insurance. It was an actual potential plumbing call. Whether they use this or not is irrelevant. I want to know how many opportunities we have coming. Then of those opportunities, I want to know how many of them got booked. So how many times did the phone ring? Of the times that the phone rang, how many of those were real opportunities? And of those opportunities, how many times did we actually get them on the board? That's what I'm looking at. That's what I want to know. See, so many of us, tell me if you can identify with this. You come in, you have a plan to do stuff, and then at the end of the day, you didn't get any of that stuff done. You were busy all day. You worked all day. I mean, shoot, probably worked more than all day. You never had any control of your thoughts. It was just constantly responding to the next thing. You were the ping pong ball in your team, and your company was the pinball machine. I should have said you were the pinball, and they were the pinball machine. They were the bumpers. Just boom, 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 shooting you all over the place. Yeah, if you can relate to that, you're like many. It's normal, actually. We become reactive instead of proactive, but we need to be proactive. And what causes us to be reactive is emotion because we don't know the answers. We don't have that confidence that we're where we're supposed to be. So each individual thing emotionally charges us into a state of reaction. Basically, it works like this. Man, the phones aren't ringing. Really? Where have we tested them? So then you have somebody call the phone. Yeah, they're ringing still. I wonder what's going on. So you start researching your LSAs. You start calling your Google and you spend 2-3 hours researching how to make the phone ring. And then all of a sudden the phone starts ringing and then you've just lost 3 hours because you didn't actually accomplish anything. You were just researching the whole time and you never even had a real problem. You never actually looked at the numbers. Someone just made a comment that the phones weren't working, the phones weren't ringing, that there's been no calls today and you freaked out. But if you had numbers to look at to see if you were on track, see, it's like this. When you're driving down the road, there's sometimes when the rain comes and the fog comes, it can get scary out there. You can't quite see where you're going. But your GPS will tell you if you're on the right path. Your GPS will tell you if you're on the right way. And that's what the numbers, the metrics can do for you when it comes to call volume. Look, is the phone actually ringing? Is this a one-time issue that's just going to derail my whole plan? Or is this an actual pattern that I need to deal with? And that's what we're ultimately trying to fix inside of our companies, is we're looking at the patterns and we're tweaking and fixing those. We're not looking at the one-time events. The one-time events, don't build your business around the one-time events. Build your business around the patterns. It'd be no different than in the way, the reason why you started. If people only needed plumbing in 2003, that'd be a one-time event. We wouldn't start a business. But because we know people need plumbing year in and year out, that's a pattern. And so we can start a business. We can join a trade. We can become an expert in that solution because there's a pattern. The same way is true when we're managing our company, when we're basically looking to see whether or not we need to invest time on that particular thing. So if my phone is ringing and the calls are getting booked and we're slow today, I'm not going to freak out. I'm going to continue on with my plan. I'm going to do more things to make the phone ring, because I also understand that the phone rings a lot sometimes and a little sometimes. There are waves. And so what I want to do is have a process to steady those waves out. So I come in and I look at my call volume. I'm looking at my schedule board. If you're inside of our program, we teach a very specific scheduling strategy. So that's where you would look at that part. That's where you would look to make sure that you have the right amount of calls for today before the day begins, and that you're booked out a couple of days in advance without being fully booked out. Now, for those that don't know what I'm talking about, we split the schedule into two sections, urgent and non-urgent. And so we have a certain capacity that we're trying to fill. So we can be booked out without being booked out. Meaning I might be booking my non-urgent calls that come in for Wednesday and Thursday, but my urgent calls actually still have room on my board today without moving someone, without canceling on someone, without being that kind of company. It's great. It's wonderful. So that's all I'm looking at. My phone's ringing, and are we scheduling out accordingly? And as long as that's all good, and that's going to take me like 10 minutes, 15 minutes of my morning. I can do that before anyone even shows up to the office. Now I've got my answer. No matter what anyone says when they come in the door, oh, it's slow today. Oh, I'm sure it'll pick up. You're not going to be thrown off by that. You're not going to be derailed by that. You're not going to be moved by that. It's going to bounce off you. And then you're going to look at call conversion. How do we do with the calls that did come in? Now, I've been doing this every single day, so I already know that when I come in the morning, I've got my calls for today, I've got my calls for tomorrow, and I also know more calls are going to come in today. So now it's tomorrow. I come back in, I'm looking at the calls for today and for tomorrow, and then I'm looking at the lead conversion from yesterday. I already know I had calls because I looked yesterday morning, but then I'm going to look to make sure the rest of the calls came in, and then I'm going to look to see what we did with those calls. First thing I'm going to look at is my overall company ticket average and my overall company conversion average. How many calls did we run, and how many calls did turn into actual work? I want that number to be above 80%. If that number is below 80%, my company has trust issues, meaning we have problems building trust with customers. If I take a deeper dive and I realize it's just one technician, well, now I know where my problem is. If it's below 80%, we have trust issues. After that, the next thing I'm looking at, what was the overall revenue brought in, and then how many calls did we run? So let's see. Okay, yesterday we ran a total of 11 calls. We brought in $8,880. So that was a ticket average of whatever that was, $888. That'd be an average of $888. Here's what I'm saying. Take the total number of revenue that you do, divide it by the total number of calls that you went to, not that you actually did work on, but that you went to, and that will give you your opportunity average. You know, if my team is able to convert it over 80%, and then my team is also able to maintain a ticket average of above 750, that's minimum, then I know I don't have any major problems and I can work on the plus one. Now, I might want that ticket average higher. I might want that conversion rate higher. I might want more calls to come in. I might want more better conversion on the calls that do come in as far as just getting them booked onto the board. But whatever I'm looking at with those numbers, as long as all things are good, I'm not diving into the specifics of it, but I'm just looking at the overarching thing of my company. And I'm saying, okay, of all of the things that I can do today, what's the one thing that will make the biggest impact? And right now, if I'm looking at a ticket average of maybe $900, I'd rather be at 950, but I'm looking at a conversion rate of 60%, I'd rather be at 90%. Or if I'm looking at maybe call volume that's low, or I'm looking at booking percentage for the call for the CSRs, wherever my weakest thing is, that's the thing I'm going to go impact. That's the thing I'm going to go make better. And as you go through the process of implementing all these processes, you find that there are certain ones that will make a bigger impact today than others. And those are the ones you focus on. Those are the ones you implement. Sure, you could be doing 20 things, but what's the one next best thing? You know, it's like when companies always tell people, focus on one thing at a time. You're going to get overwhelmed. Here's what happens. They hire us to rebrand them, rename them, rebrand them, whatever it is, and we do it. So there's a two-part process to that. We usually rebrand you, new logo, new name, if you need a new name or the same name, new color schemes, whatever you need, the whole new brand, all done, beautiful. Then we move into the van the van design, the van wrap design. So we'll deliver the logo set to you. Then we start working on the van wrap design. I always have to tell my clients, hey, be careful here. This is where danger falls in, because you get this new logo and you're all excited. So you reach out to an apparel company, you reach out to a billboard company, you reach out to this company, that company, and everybody needs a couple days to put together some examples for you. And then all of a sudden, in a couple days, everyone's trying to get a hold of you with all these samples, and you're like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. Should just did it one at a time. Just focus on one at a time. We usually say, hey, once we get your brand done, then you take and you go update all of your digital assets, your Facebook profile, your social, your Instagram, your Google My Business, your invoices, all your digital assets. Once you have that done, we'll be done with the van wrap. Then you can focus on getting a van wrap done. Once you've got your van wrap done, or you find out maybe you don't have enough budget to do all your vans at once, you knock one van wrap out, then you can go work on the next best thing. Maybe that's uniforms. Maybe that's yard signs, whatever that is. But one thing, and do it well. And don't be afraid to have something in the works. While you wait for that, you're not starting something new. Complete it. Finish it. Don't get lost in this, well, I'm a little idle right now, because what'll happen is you'll end up taking on too many things and nothing will get done, or nothing will get done great. I would rather do something once and get it done and get it done right and then move on to the next thing than to constantly have to keep coming back to that thing and refixing it, readjusting it, reminding people. You know, we talk about in our coaching session just today, we did a live coaching session today with all of our master's clients, our level one clients. Today was level one training. We did, all the owners were on there. And we talked about how to hold the team accountable with options and all the things. So we want them writing options, but we also want them building relationships. Then we want them writing three really good options: repair, replace, upgrade. On top of that, we want them taking vitals on the home so they can write options and getting better at diagnosing. But it's like, where do you start? So we start with options. Just get them really good, used to writing three options, even if the options aren't that great. Do that for 30 days, every single day, reminding until you form that habit. Then we can move on to water pressure. Then after we get that down, then we can worry about water. But let's not try to day one go, okay, guys, I want three options. I want you taking water pressure. I want you getting water condition tests. I want you to get, because it's just overwhelming. They'll be so busy in the home trying to do everything right, they won't do anything right. You'll get callbacks. It blows my mind. This idea of hyper-focus is literally how I built all the companies I've built, one day at a time. There has never been a company I've ever started where it was awesome day one. It's always exciting, but it was never awesome. Okay, day one typically is when I find out that my plan didn't work and now it's time to make adjustments. That's what it's like for an entrepreneur. That's what it's like for a business owner. You got to constantly put your head down and be moving to the next thing. But if you're trying to do all the things, if you're comparing yourself to other companies, if you're watching people online, you are already screwing yourself up. You're getting in your head, and your head can be your greatest asset or your biggest enemy. Your mindset is all of everything, comes down to your mindset. You know that book, Attitude is Everything? Well, your attitude is derived from your mindset. Your mindset has to be right. You got to protect it. Garbage in, garbage out. Quality in, quality out. What are you putting in your brain? And this is the type of stuff that we typically see inside of the program. The people that are hung up are the people who are inside their own head. Once they get outside their head, some people come in this program within 3-6 months. They're like killing it. I'm like, whoa, just on fire. We just got stats back. One company from 30K a month in service revenue to 230K a month in service revenue in 2 years. From 30K of service revenue to 230K of in 2 years. Who wants that? Who wants that result? We have other companies that have gone from 100 a month to 300 and something a month within a year and a half, doubling, tripling, quadrupling. More importantly, they're not directly connected to the result anymore. When they were doing 30K in revenue of service, they were impacting every call somehow, whether taking phone calls from guys or whatever. When they did the 230K in the month, they weren't involved with any of it. So it's not just about more. It's about smarter, not harder. How do we do that? One thing at a time. Okay, one thing at a time. Stop trying to have overnight success. You have to make the decision that you want to be successful overnight, but you don't get the success overnight. You put a ton of work in the beginning to finally start seeing a result, until you start stopping putting in some of that effort to see a bigger result. You work hard in the beginning so you don't have to work so hard in the end. Okay, you do what no one else will do today so that you can do what no one else can do tomorrow. All these sayings that have been around are there for a reason. But we all just want it. We can't just have it. We got to put the work in, one thing at a time. Day to day. It's kind of a play on the word, right? The number, the day to day, the word two is actually the number two. Because there's two things you need to focus on: making that phone ring and converting that call. And everything else that you do should be one thing at a time that will make one of those two things better. Look, this is powerful stuff because when you start grasping these basic concepts in the most complex way, you can create off of them. Today alone, inside of our program, we had two different owners come up with two really cool ways to enhance our program, to enhance the way that they implement the teaching, and I loved it. So we're putting that together for them and getting that out to everyone. That's the kind of stuff you can do when you slow your brain down and you're not all over the place all the time. When you actually can enjoy your business, when you can get excited about your business. Your job as an owner is not to be inside the business working. Your job is to be creating the opportunity for your employees to work. The owner creates the opportunity. The employees work the opportunity. It's a team effort. It's a combined effort. They're relying on you to bring them the opportunity. You're relying on them to do something with the opportunity. It only happens on a firm foundation. It only happens with a building that is built on rock, not on sand. The rock in this game, one thing at a time, quality. Putting your customer in a place where they can get service that far exceeds anything else that they can get from any of your competitors. For them to be able to find you and know that you care. For them to be able to find you and know that your company is going to consistently produce a result, a solution, a need that they have. When you do that, that's when people start talking about you. That's when word of mouth kicks in. It's not the fancy brands and all that. The fancy brands, what they do is they help people remember you. They help people build a relationship with your bigger company, and that helps you make things easier. It helps you burst through some of those walls faster. But at the end of the day, it's the processes that create the result. It's the processes that create the consistent experience the customer is going to have. And that's what you have to focus on. That's what you have to build, because the processes will manage your company, not you. If you're managing your company, it will never grow. Your job is to bring in the opportunity. Your company's job is to work the opportunity. I love you guys. Day to day plus one. Remember, lead generation, then lead conversion. And one more thing you can help. Don't miss out on our May 5th and May 6th school. Don't miss out on our retreats. No matter when you're listening to this podcast, whether it's 2023 or later, always reach out to us and we will get you the information on the most upcoming stuff that we have. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, or you can simply call us, and that phone number is 317-605-2284. Shoot us a text, shoot us a call. I love you. As always, remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.